Wentz from his own 30 now, first and 10. He'll start under center. Josh Adams, the tailback. He'll fake him the handoff. Drop back, has time. Long throw down the middle. Intercepted! Intercepted on the play. Marshawn Lattimore all the way back at the Saints 15-yard line. Intended for Nelson Agholor and no good for the Eagles. The Saints will take over from their own 15. Take a picture, fellas.
Outstanding covers by Marshawn Lattimore. He's actually in a zone. He drops and sees it to goes and help his partner, the cornerback, and does an outstanding job of sinking and playing center field.
What's up, Who Dat Nation, and thanks for joining us on the Dome Patrol podcast. I'm your host, Jeff, and I've got myself a nice, a Tito's? And there's a ginger ale and lemonade mix now made by Canada Dry. And it almost tastes like a transfusion, but without the grape juice.
Swaps for lemonade.
There you go. The Saints. I heard that the game plan for the Eagles game is though it was last season's NFC title game, and apparently the result was the complete and total annihilation of the defending Super Bowl champs, which, I don't know, part of it makes me happy that we know we would have destroyed them in the NFC title game, even though it's a different team. The other happy is mad because that meant that we were going to win the Super Bowl. Anyway, this was the final game of what we have referred to as the gauntlet, and in case you've not been keeping up, the Saints made it through that gauntlet with nary a scratch on their helmets. I mean, literally, like, they didn't even get tackled, it seems like. This team is the complete package, and with the last two games resulting in a combined score of 99-21, the Saints are proving that the entire roster, even Terry Bridgewater, is worthy of as much respect as any NFL team or fan can give them. So put your seatbelts on, keep your hands and legs inside your earbuds at all times, and enjoy the show. Jason, welcome to the show. What's your number?
I'll go with the zero, but I am continuing the tradition of drinking red wine to celebrate the win. I think I'm just going to do this until they lose, which won't be until next season.
You mean 2025?
Something like that, yeah. I mean, it's almost like we're running out of things to say about this team.
In a good way, right?
Yeah.
That's why they put in the backup, so we can say nice things about them. All right, Damon, welcome to the show. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling fine, yep.
Feeling on top of the world?
Yes, sir.
All right. I guess we could spend a little bit of time talking about the 48-7 destruction of the Super Bowl champs in the game recap. At what point did you feel like this game was over?
I was going to say kickoff?
The Eagles did manage to get it within 10. We went out there, put 17 unanswered on. Hey, look, I'm happy for the win. This isn't the Eagles teams of last year. You know, but it is still, I believe, a dangerous team. Yeah, I mean,
they had a lot of fans in the dome too.
They always do. They always travel well. You know, one of the things this year, unlike our 3-7-9 seasons, it seems like the Saints fans are actually going to the game instead of just giving their tickets away.
Yeah. You think winning has something to do with that?
Well, you know, we talked about it in their 7-9 years. You know, I mean, obviously, I believe New Orleans is one of the more attractive places to go to a game. You know, you come, you spend the weekend in the city, and you know, a little vacation. You know, who wants to go to fucking Chicago or Cincinnati?
Yes.
But no, look, I mean, it was a fun game. Drew Brees is dropping fucking dimes. I mean, there was three or four passes in there that the guys, you know, the receivers have three guys in the area, and Breeze just throws it. Don't, you know.
Well, you talk about that, Damon. I'm glad you brought it up, because I wanted to say something about, is the pass you're talking about even in the one to Michael Thomas on the sideline where, I don't know if y'all saw it in the stadium.
That's the one I had noticed.
Okay, yeah, like on TV, watching it, it looked, it was an interception. I'm like, oh my God, he threw it right into his hands, and I don't know how, but it was almost like the ball, you know, when you're running and you're pumping your arms, it's like the ball was timed perfectly. It went like under his arm as it was going up
right
through him.
Yeah.
Through him.
Right.
And Michael Thomas, not only that good throw precision, but Michael Thomas to be able to track it and catch it. The receiving ability of Thomas is insane.
Well, like you said, I mean, but Drew's putting it in the corner of your elbow, and you know,
yeah,
all you have to do is run. Don't worry about it.
I mean, that's the thing. I had such a great angle because I distinctly remember that play. I had such a great angle. You know, Thomas is going, and it's in between the cornerback and the safety coming in. I'm like, just fit it right where it needed to be. Like, it's insane.
Right. Right.
You know, there were a few throws like that. A few throws to
the Alvin Kamara, the one where he beat Jenkins. Drew Brees just laid it right in there.
Perfect
spot,
yeah.
Tre'Quan Smith touchdown, you know.
Oh,
and then Tre'Quan Smith made a hell of a catch. And
yeah, because that safety got on him.
The third – no, I'm talking about the third the third quarter was third and two.
Yeah.
And it looked like the ball was a little overthrown, and Tre'Quan went up there, snacked it out of the air.
Okay, yeah, down the middle.
Yeah, so nice. I mean, wow.
I mean, Tre'Quan Smith. And that's what me and my kids were talking about last night, like who gets the game ball. And it's kind of like everyone, but if you had to choose everyone –
yeah,
I mean, how
he had eight receptions coming into the game. I mean, 12 receptions coming to the game, finished the game with eight.
I mean, like Brees is out here making Austin Carr and Keith Kirkwood look good.
Right.
Kirkwood, yeah, that's another one. Did Kirkwood catch everything thrown to him? I don't think he dropped one.
He dropped one.
Okay, and then Josh Hill dropped that one that was literally all alone by himself, which I of course said, that's why he should be blocking. But then he did come back and totally redeem himself with two good catches.
I mean, he's throwing to Austin Carr. He's throwing to Keith Kirkwood. He's throwing to Dan Arnold. I mean, he's putting it right. I mean, I saw a clip of one. This is just a little, like, six-yard pass. Brees was kind of, like, in the pocket, kind of looking left, and he just, like, swivels or slides his hips and just zips it out to the right. And it looks like there's no way the pass would be on it, and it's right on the guy's hand, right on his hands.
At 39, he's having his best year.
Yeah. And it reminds me of, remember that sports science episode? You know the one I'm talking about, where they were tracking his throwing.
His accuracy.
Yeah.
Him and an Olympic archer, I believe, was the...
Mm-hmm.
Him and Robin Hood. That should be his new name. I mean, he split. Yeah, it's just insane how on he is, and Tre'Quan Smith, man.
No, well, look,
Smith. This is the game. All right, so clearly it was because the Eagles' game plan for Thomas and Kamara, and the Saints finally had to actually spread the ball, right? I mean,
Drew said they noticed that they were double teaming Thomas and Kamara, so then he told the guys, like, hey, you guys be ready, because it's coming.
It's coming to you today.
Well, that's all it is, you know? You're going to try to take one thing away.
Yeah. And now on the season, the Saints are averaging 8 yards per game.
8 yards per game? Man, that is strong.
That's kind of shitty.
G-A-I-N. Gain. The laundry detergent. All right. Think about that. Every time you snap the ball, you're picking up 8 yards. That's a first down every other play.
They're scoring on like 60-something percent of their possessions.
60% of possession is scoring.
The previous record is like just over 50 for a season.
Jeez. And how many times did we punt last night? Once again?
No, I think twice or three times. You know, a couple times in the fourth quarter. When we had all our third string people in.
No, two. It was two punts.
He's fucking bringing down his per punt average.
Yeah, well, yeah. His dollars per punt.
Yeah, dollars per punt, yeah.
I wonder if his leg was sore at the end of the night.
You know, but one thing, being at the game, and look, like you said, winning does help everything, and the fans were just having so much fun. And in the third quarter, you know, when we just start, all right, this game's over. It started with Michael Thomas. You know, they're playing, you know, it's in commercials, in a TV commercial. And they're playing music in the dome, and the crowd's dancing, and they pan over to Michael Thomas, and he's over there dancing on the sideline. And the crowd just went wild. The crowd loved it, you know. And then after the next touchdown, they find Michael Thomas again, and he's doing a little dance. And then you can see, and then in one shot, you see Michael Thomas dancing, Alvin Kamara doing a dance, and Mark Ingram in the back corner doing a dance, you know. And they're just on the sideline dancing, and the crowd, you know, eating it up.
Yeah. They had on TV, Ingram and Kamara were doing an Airheads deal, playing on the
back. Okay.
With the Airheads. I mean, yeah, they're having fun out there. And then
that's it.
You know, they're having as fun. As long as they're winning, that's cool. That's great. Have fun with it, you know, as long as you back it up. How about Okafor? Coming in for, I mean, we knew Okafor was good, but.
But that coming off the injury, you know, you weren't sure how, you know, Achilles injuries are rough.
Yeah.
He didn't know how he was going to come back, but yeah, he's.
He had himself a sack.
Look, I was talking with a guy, Eric, who sits next to me, and I'm like, man, what if our defense is actually good? You know? I mean, think about it. Over the last few, the defense, you know, this is a far cry from this for a couple of games where we're shit. Like, we held Carson Wentz to 150 yards passing, at least before garbage time, three picks.
There was one point in the game where they were talking about the stats where all his dropbacks. I'm gonna say, let's say like the first two quarters, and it was kind of all but two of his dropbacks did he not get pressured, knocked down, hurried. Sacked, you know what I mean? Like, he only had two clean throws the entire first half. I mean,
now look, I mean, they're having injuries on the offensive line. Jason Kelsey, their Pro Bowl center, went out, you know, perhaps one of the best centers in the league.
True.
You know, I mean, you know,
on top of the fact that, like we said, these teams come in and they're like, what the one thing we cannot have happen is this offense get 10, 15 points ahead of us. Or else they're going to run away with this thing. And that's exactly what's been happening. 30 points ahead. Your defense gets a little bit better when you're one-dimensional.
No doubt. But look, this defense can make a team one-dimensional, not by running up the offense running up the score. But we can stop your run. True. You know, we are a legitimate run-stopping team. This isn't, like I've said the last couple of weeks, this isn't a byproduct of, oh, well, a team would rather pass and run, so that's why it's low. No, you're not going to run. You're going to pass, and, you know, we're going to make you affect our weakest position, maybe, but I don't know. Look, but
what would you only stop? We stop you from scoring in your first two or three drives while the offense is scoring 60% of the time, and then next thing you know, within the first quarter, the game is out of control already.
Right.
When it's all working, that's this team's identity.
Well, you know, that kind of leads me to a question that I, you know, heard some of the talking heads and some of the other fans say, "Oh, the Saints are running up the score."
Oh my God!
I mean, yep. Do you believe that? You know?
Yep, they are. So what?
Yeah, well, you know what? Because we've seen us give up. I mean, that's what happened against the Rams.
And we took our foot off, like you said,
took our foot off the gas, and they tied the game.
Yep.
So
I did think they were going to go for it at one point. At the end, you know, remember at the end?
That very last one? Yeah, where they kicked the field goal?
Yeah.
I wanted to get over 50. But, you know, look, the Eagles went for it on fourth down with 10 minutes left to go in the third quarter on their own 41.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what are we supposed to do? Kneel it out?
Right.
You know, they went for it again on fourth down in the fourth quarter. As long as you're trying to score, that's, you know, then we're going to do it too.
Right. Except we're going to be successful.
Right. You don't want us to score. You know, you can do something about it, or you can show us your little pink belly. You know? Roll over, show us your pink belly, and we'll be more than happy to run it and put in all our third stringers.
We'll stop
Terry Bridgewater. Right. You know, I mean, but other kind of than
a,
that,
well, yeah, I mean, it was kind of amazing like, that there was kind of a narrative today that we run up the score. Like, get the fuck out of here. And football outside.
You know, I would much rather them complain that we run up the score.
Hell yeah.
Than anything else. Oh, that's no, right. The Saints are winning by too many points. Oh, no.
Right. I like to go on the Shitlanta message board because it's Shitlanta Hate Week. And they were, oh, the Saints run up the score. How classless. And I posted, I said, well, you know, perhaps Atlanta could run up the score when it was 28-3. Perhaps they should have kept running up the score.
You know? All right, so before we get into looking at him tweets, any final thoughts on the game?
Well, I said, I don't know if you knew this, but Sunday was Drew Brees' 20th game as a Saint. 200th, I'm sorry, 200th game as a Saint. That's a little different. 200th game as a Saint, that's the most of any player in Saints history.
Yep. I didn't realize that coming up.
Right.
Because I would have thought Morton Anderson had the most. Who has the second most now?
I don't know. That's, I saw that on Twitter. I didn't do the research. Okay.
Well, I thought you didn't use Twitter.
Right. He's not on Twitter, but that's where he saw it.
Well, I followed a link to... Mm-hmm. I actually followed a link to my next question that we kind of missed. Malcolm Jenkins slipping off Sean Payton.
Yeah, it was after the Kamara touchdown at the end. It was just frustrated. I mean, I get it. Your team's getting the shit beat out of him. I'd be frustrated, too. I get it.
Right. And he went for it. You know, that's, it was 4th-and-7 with a 31-point lead. And we said, let's go for it on 4th-and-7. Fuck it. And, but he did say after the game, he said, right after the game, him and Sean met, you know, the center of the field, hugged it out, you know, blah, 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 yeah. Left. And then after the game, they interviewed him, and he said, look, that's between me and Sean. He said, I was just frustrated. I know Sean. I know how he is. I knew he was going to go for it. That's the kind of coach he is. I just didn't like it was on me.
It was more of a, hey, fuck you, buddy.
right. More, right.
Well, they talked to Sean about Malcolm Jenkins, too, in his post game, and he did. I like that Sean Payton said, he goes, I think, you know, out of all our time here, that was our biggest mistake, was losing him.
Yeah,
and I'd agree. Well, like that's, as far as players leaving, I think Malcolm Jenkins was the worst mistake.
Well, I mean, again, that can go into a whole debate. Malcolm Jenkins' play had dipped. He's even admitted that, you know, being cut was the best thing for him. It refocused him. He was kind of resting on his laurels the last couple of years here, not really starting in film. I mean, this you can see. He said this 3 or 4 years ago. You know,
that's true, and you're right. Like, you're still like revisionist history. We kind of forget about that because of how right. He's playing play, here. We play were ready for him to go. I remember.
Yeah, we were ready for him to get the fuck out. Like, sorry, Matt.
Right, his play had dipped. He picked it up after being cut. You know, and there was another player I forget who said that. I think Chris Carter. You know, the Hall of Fame wide receiver from Minnesota. He was with the Philadelphia, and this is going for 20 years, 30 years ago. You know, so sometimes the player getting cut wakes their ass up.
Yeah,
you know. Even Morton Anderson had said it. Even Morton Anderson when we lost him here. So, it had been great if Malcolm Jenkins could have played at a high level the entire time, but, you know, God bless.
Oh, well.
So then I'll say that beatdown couldn't have happened in front of a better set of road fans than the fucking Eagles fans.
Mm.
Why you say that?
Eagles fans have some of the worst fans.
They are.
They
so
do.
It's nice. I'm glad they came down here, had fun in the city, but I'm glad they got the ass beat.
I mean, we saw it definitely after their victory last year in the Super Bowl. I mean, their fans were just so obnoxious. And that city, you know, they boo Santa Claus and throw them, you know.
They throw batteries at Santa Claus. Right. It's snowballs at Santa Claus.
Oh, my God.
But, you know, the Eagles fans that were by me were fine. They didn't, you know. Now they really didn't have anything to cheer for.
That's the thing.
It was 17. Like I said, it was 17-0 before you knew it, and then they did get it within 10.
And in a way, that's a good thing because it set them down and shut them up real quick, so you could enjoy the game thoroughly.
Yeah, amen. Yeah, they didn't have any chance to be loud and obnoxious to us.
Right. All right, that's it for the game. Y'all ready for the next segment?
You know, the last time we had a 9-game winning streak,
2009.
That is correct, sir.
Excellent.
All right, let's get into Look at Him tweets. First tweet comes from Aaron King. It says, our defense has gelled like a fine can of Ocean Spray cranberry sauce. Who that gonna have a happy Thanksgiving? Time to take down the Cantlanta fail clowns. Well, he put them all in there. So that's our topical turkey tweet of the week.
Well, I mean, I know there was somebody, I forget who posted it on Twitter, but on the day that Americans are going to slaughter 50 million birds.
That's good.
What a game on Thanksgiving night. Could it be any bigger?
Oh, in front of a national audience. And if we do what we did to the Bengals and the Eagles to the Falcons on Thanksgiving night in front of all of America, oh, that's going to feel so good.
Well, you just got to hope enough America stays awake and they're not passed out from eating so much turkey.
Well, they're going to pass out during the 3 o'clock game.
I mean, and then wake up at the 7 o'clock
game. That's right. Okay. All right, so Matthew Laverne tweets in. I believe this might be Matthew's first tweet. He says, would Breeze be as unstoppable with any other receiving core?
He just unstoppable with every receiving core.
Well, I mean, yeah, we don't really have a receiving
like it doesn't,
core. I mean,
like
we
can
talk about it.
If you mean Michael Thomas.
He's making Keith Kirkwood look good.
Right.
So the answer is yes. And maybe, Matthew, it's more about the offensive line playing at such a high level than it is the receiving core.
I used to always say Cam Jordan was the most underrated player on the Saints team. Now I think you have to give that to the Saints offensive line, you know, as a whole. I don't think they get the credit. You know, God, if this was the Dallas Cowboys, woo! Greatest line in the history of the world.
Boy, they were so quick to suck off that offensive line when
years ago. It's like Gaten when Aaron Brooks walks into a room. Drops right to his knees.
Woo-hoo, boy.
The line, and it's everybody stepping up, too. They're playing kind of through injuries, too. They were saying, who is it?
Warford left the game.
Yeah, Warford left the game. Pete's playing through, a hip injury? Kind of, nothing.
We had a head injury earlier.
Or maybe they said head, and I thought I heard hip. But, man, they got to keep that line together throughout the rest of the year here.
No, look, I mean, it's all health. And look, we're going to get a couple of guys back, you know.
Yeah.
Davenport and Armstead should be back within the next couple of weeks.
Well, Davenport plays defensive line. So.
Well, right.
Yeah, but yeah, I know. All right, next tweet, Big Easy Guy John says, Brandon Marshall has not played a snap, but he's already having an effect on the team. Traquan Smith does not want to lose snaps. Fall out, little brother.
That's good.
I mean, think about when Brandon Marshall does suit up and
he ain't taking Traquan snaps. He'll take Austin Carter.
No.
Yeah, right. But think about it. Like I know Jason, you think Brandon Marshall's done, but again, the Drew Brees effect, Brandon Marshall could have a last hurrah of a career. With Brees,
I mean, this would be by far the best quarterback he's ever played with.
Mm-hmm.
Which is I think he even said something to that effect.
He said this is like a receiver's dream or something to that effect. So good for him because, you know, he's kind of had a bit of a question mark on the attitude side as part of his career.
I don't think so.
He's been kind of a jerk, you don't think?
I don't think so. Where would you hear that?
No, he does have that stigma.
Not in his own locker room, but he's kind of an ass to the other teams that he plays against. Maybe he's kind of like a mouth.
Well, then you know what? He'll fit right in with this team because that's one thing that I loved about this. And Saints Twitter was fucking just an MVP. It's one thing I love about when I get back in the car from the game and I can just start scrolling through. When we're winning like this, and it's something that I had mentioned probably before the season, like ever since Bounty Gate, I'm just like, fuck everybody else. Like, everything else about the NFL. Everything. I don't give a shit about anybody else but us. People want to whine that we run up the score. I don't give a fuck about your feelings. I don't care. Scorched earth on everything. That's one thing that I love. And that really, I mean, this does seem like, this is so much fun to fucking watch. So much fun to watch. We're cocky, we're arrogant, we're destroying teams. I fucking love it.
I'm not sure. I don't feel like this team is cocky and arrogant. I feel like this team is just literally having, you know, fun. They enjoy being around each other.
Maybe not cocky and arrogant in terms of showboating, but just like, hey, we're gonna score in the fourth quarter. We don't give a fuck.
All right. Well. This is football.
Yeah,
and that's what you said. You wanted Sean Payton. You wanted what was it you called him? Not Grandpa Sean.
Grandpa Sean.
Angry Sean or what was it?
Divorce Sean.
No, not divorce. Sean Payton went through that phase where he was more about his personal life than about his football team. And now that I like the fact he's a little overweight now. He's not taking care of himself. He's focused on football. He's focused on winning. He's eating fast food late at night while he's game planning. That's the Sean Payton I like.
No, it's this is what we're paid. I mean, that's what they're paid to do, to score fucking points. You know, it's just that simple. I don't know.
Especially with this offense.
Right. Again, like I said, if it was any other team, if it was the Rams putting up 45, 51, 48, woo, they'd be, you know.
Well, they'd
they'd be jerking off on the counter at ESPN, you know.
Just loaded last
the
week,
fucking camera.
That was the selling point of the game last week. Ooh, it's the highest scoring offenses both going up against each other. Come watch the game where there's going to be over 100 points scored. Ooh, and then this week we go and do the exact same thing we did last week, except now we're bad guys for running up the score. Because for the last 3 weeks, we can't help it. We have the ball. All we do is score touchdowns. I'm sorry. We have the ball every time we get it. It's going to be 7 points. It's just a law of averages.
And our defense is, like the last Twitter person said, the defense is gelling. Okay, yes, they're not the 85 Bears, but it's just one stop here, one pick there, you know, just flip that switch one time, and now you're playing catch up.
Yep.
Now the difference in the last 2 weeks is obviously the teams we're playing didn't match you step for step. But that was, so what are we supposed to do? Slow down?
Right.
You know, if Usain Bolt gets into a race with me, you know, he's supposed to run backwards. You know,
this isn't mountain climbing.
Don't get me wrong, if he did,
this isn't mountain climbing where you have to wait for the guy and help him catch up.
Right.
Okay. No. This is a race. The object of the game is to score more points.
Right. You keep up.
You're right. How about it's their fault for not scoring enough points?
They scored 7.
Everybody knows our average 35 is probably higher now because of the last couple of games. But right, you know, we're gonna score 38. That's the bar.
Yeah, you're not
gonna plan on scoring 38. Don't show up.
Look, I mean, okay. Look at this weekend. This is the NFL, okay, folks? Just stop and think of this, all right? Green Bay, Seattle, 3-point game. Dallas, Atlanta, 3-point game. Cincinnati, Baltimore, 3-point game. Carolina, Detroit, 1-point game. All right, Tennessee and Indianapolis, that was a 28-point game. But everything else, Tampa, New York, 3 points. Houston, Washington, 2 points. Pittsburgh, Jacksonville, 4. Oakland, Arizona, 2. Denver, the Chargers, 1 point. That's what the NFL is. And we're blowing the fuck out of teams.
This is Alabama football. I mean, this is
– right.
They're
right.
And that – Damon, the point you make here, all these close games, you're right. This is today's NFL. They're not used to stuff like this happening. Right. As like they're used to it like, hey, every now and then it's newsworthy because it's shocking. Right. But the fact that we're doing it now 3 weeks in a row –
right. It's –
they don't know what to do with
it. It's stupid. It's not supposed to be like that. That's not what the NFL wants. The NFL wants these 3-point games. The NFL wants parody.
They're starting to regret putting the Falcons against us Thursday night. They're like, oh shit, people are going to tune out halfway through. Except for the Saints fans.
But, I mean, this is a special team, and we're doing what the fuck we want. And after 13 years of being the coach and the quarterback, you know, that think of it this way, folks, too. Sean Payton, Mickey Loomis built a Super Bowl winning team. We all know that.
Yeah.
Things happened. It fell down. They built another Super Bowl winning team. Mm. Potentially. Okay. That's pretty amazing.
Absolutely. All right. So the last tweet is from Wheels, and it is about special teams. Thomas Morstead is the highest paid holder in NFL history.
That's great. I hope it continues that way.
That's right. And now it is time for our Green Bomb tweet within a tweet. Taste somebody's turkey. I mean, it's good. Did y'all taste some of this turkey? It's fried turkey. It's delicious.
I'm actually doing a smoked turkey this year.
Ah, ooh, nice. Don't try it out now. All right, Greenbaum says, this year on Thanksgiving, I am, of course, thankful for the Saints. But more specifically, I am thankful for our quarterback, running back, wide receiver, tight end, punt returner, kick returner, special teams player, Taysom Hill. That's it. No fancy schmancy thing. He just wanted to say he's thankful for Taysom Hill.
He didn't do too much this week.
No. They kind of, kind of keying on him, keeping the ball. But they did let him pass. They did let him attempt a pass. It was incomplete, but he did attempt it.
Mm-hmm.
Got to keep him honest.
Yeah. Maybe a little more. Maybe he needs to pass a few more times, though, to do that. I don't know. To open up that run again. But that's it. Let's get into pick'ems.
It's all about the king, you fall like the rest. Your failure is my success. It's all about control. Will you make it? I will deliver the pain. You can't take it. I'm in control.
Not a crazy week. Jeff went 3-2. I went 3-2. Damon, you went 2-3.
And gotta credit our last place of the larger league. Sans Hobbs went 5-0 this week. His first time ever. Might be his first time winning more than one. All right, but in first place in the larger league is Who Dat Fits, followed by Andrew, followed by Jacob, followed by Saints Fan UK, and then me. Then Life of Ty, Ryan Angier, Big Easy Gaijon, Wheels, Me So Mad, Saints Europe, DJZ, Preston Allen, Emmanuel Lady, Chris McGuire, Davis Douglas, Giovanni Turner, Dr. Who Dat, Damon, Ash, Gerald Booty, Who Dat Chris, Fuck the Falcons, Greenbaum, Christian Mino, Tom Ensign, James, Ryan Cummings, Bill Smith, and then Doug at 500. Jason, you're on top of the loser's bracket in front of Neil, Mordecai, and Sans Hobbs.
All right, now on this week's slate of games, which aren't very good, part of that is due to the fact that we have three Thursday games that we cannot choose. So we're going to have a double dose of the shitty game of the week this week. But our first one, Battle of Ohio. Since the Cleveland Browns coming off a bye, traveled to Cincinnati to play a Bengals team that seems to be reeling. They lost again this past week. AJ Green could play next week. He almost played this week, but they ruled him out. Game is in Cincinnati. Bengals favored by 3.
I'll take the Bengals.
I will take the Browns.
Wow.
I'm going to take the 3 points. I'm going to go with the Browns. I mean, it's a
in-state division
rivalry.
Game.
Right. So, yeah, I'm going to go with the Browns. I don't know.
Will Condoleezza Rice be on the sideline?
That was such a joke.
I don't even know where that... I mean, I know I've saw it, but, like, why did anybody even think that's relatively possible? I don't get it.
I don't know.
I don't even get the joke.
All right, our next game. Seattle Seahawks coming up a win Thursday night against Green Bay. Travel to Carolina. Play the Panthers, who come off a crushing loss. Tied the game late, or... Was going to tie the game late, went for two, didn't get it, lost by a point because Cam Newton is not nearly
completely
as
missed a wide open.
Cam Newton, look, I was just on there. I was just on their form. Their one of their board. No, I just read. I don't. Post.
We should do a segment. Trolling with Damon.
And hold on, and they were talking. They actually have a post there. Is it too early to consider Cam Newton Dan Marino, and that he's a first ballot Hall of Famer? That's not going to get a Super Bowl. That is what their delusional fans believe. No. But anyway,
yes.
What is how many points?
Carolina's favored by 3.5.
Really, Seattle could, barely have to travel further, unless they went to Miami. And I'm going to tell you, that's the Sunday game, a noon Sunday game. Or...
Probably. Yeah, I didn't. Yeah.
Yeah. I think And Seattle's been playing tough.
They've been running the ball really well.
Yeah.
I'll go first. Give me the Seahawks.
See, my whole thing is I'm thinking that Carolina's now lost those two in a row. Yes, it's possible they could lose this third in a row, and I think that would be their complete undoing at that point. Like, they unravel completely from there. So this is kind of a must-win that they're going to get up for this game if they are who they think they are. So I will take Carolina.
I'm going to take the Seahawks because of what we just talked about earlier in the podcast. all those games decided by 3 points.
Yeah.
This is 3.5. So half, I'll take anything over 3 points.
That's a good I'm just gonna start taking
the points.
Mm-hmm.
All right, our next game. We got another 3.5 point game. The Green Bay Packers coming off said loss to Seattle on Thursday, travel to Minnesota to play the Vikings, who lost last week to the Bears. A lot of turmoil in Green Bay. Mike McCarthy could be fired after the end of the year.
But I thought Aaron Rodgers was the greatest quarterback ever in the world.
Well, he is, Jeff, and it's McCarthy's fault they're not winning. Don't you know that?
Yeah, right. Gotcha. Right.
Okay.
Because he's the one that's making those poor throws as well.
Yeah, okay, then give me the Packers. Then. I'll take the Packers.
Okay. I'll take the Vikings.
I'll take the Packers as well because of the half point. Damon strategy.
Okay, and now for our first of two shitty games of the week.
Here we go.
The Jacksonville Jaguars. Losers of 6 in a row.
Classic Jacksonville.
Amazing how quickly a team can fall after being in the AFC title game last year.
Well, after the Philadelphia Eagles.
Oh, yeah. But, like, you know, like, they knew Blake Bortles sucks, and they kept him anyway.
Yeah.
That's just stunning.
But it's
like, they get to a point. I mean, they were winning the whole game against Pittsburgh. They were winning, and they played to not lose, and they ended up losing. So they travel to Buffalo to play a Bills team that I think was on a bye this past week.
I mean, you wouldn't know it.
They released Nathan Peterman, so I think it's Matt Barkley, maybe, quarterbacking him.
I love that nobody even knows anything about this team.
Nobody knows about Buffalo.
I think they play
football. Their fans jump on tables in the parking lot.
They're in the AFC East?
They get to lose twice a year to the Patriots. It's in Buffalo, and the Bills are getting 3 at home.
All right.
No, I'll go first again. I'll take Jacksonville for the simple fact that we don't know who's starting for Buffalo.
Well, I'll take Jacksonville for the fact that they hung in there with the Steelers, and Buffalo is not the Steelers.
Give me Buffalo. Give me the points.
Show them what you're made of.
I do not trust Blake Bortles on the road.
Yeah, well, I trust him more than I trust
whoever Buffalo puts up there.
Well, but Buffalo's got a stingy defense, so I foresee a few interceptions.
Right.
And now for our second shitty game of the week, San Francisco 49ers. I believe they were on a bye last week.
No, didn't they beat? Well, who knows? I don't know.
Okay. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Travel to Tampa to play a Bucs team who was going back to Jameis Winston.
Yay
for us.
So it's in Tampa. Bucks favored by 3.5.
Oh. Okay. First, before we make these picks, can I just make one thing? Let's take a pause. Let's pause to relish in the fact that the San Francisco 49ers are 2-8. You know, Saints fan from the 90s, this feels really good. I don't ever, never forget. Never forget. Just because they're irrelevant doesn't mean that we can't enjoy it.
It's true. Let's enjoy San Francisco's misery.
Also because of what they did to Pierre Thomas.
Ugh.
All right. The pick. I want to pick San Francisco because of the points and because it's Tampa Bay and they're probably going to lose anyway. So I'm taking San Francisco.
Wait, what?
I'm taking San Francisco.
I'm going to take the points as well with San Francisco.
Huh. Yeah, I will make it a San Francisco three-way.
San Francisco treat.
Ding, ding. All right, that's that. And now it is time to get into the Saints preview. This week, it's a short week. We got what I do like, though, is that we've got two Thursday games back-to-back, but this week it is Falcons Hate Week.
I do feel a little disappointed that our Falcons Hate Week is shortened by a couple of days, being on Thursday.
But look at it. I choose to look at the silver lining. we don't have to wait as long till we destroy the Falcons.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And then we get a full week to enjoy it.
Because, I mean, we are going to destroy this team.
Look, it's a Falcons game. I don't care. They've come in here 8-0 or a couple of years ago when we were having a bad year in 2014, and we beat them. It's a divisional game. Last time we played them this year, it came down to overtime. We had scored. I mean, these games, Falcons, Saints games, almost always come down to the last minute. So while I hate the Falcons and they're inept, they will get up to play this. And, you know,
I mean, their season is on the line. I mean, we win this game, they're pretty much knocked out.
Right. They're done. Now, Sean Payton, and
I'm worried about them trying to hurt us. I'm worried about them playing dirty.
Amen. They are a filthy fan base. They are a filthy team. They are horrible people. The greatest thing that I ever happened to Atlanta was Sherman. And again, I do like to read their message boards, and that's their whole thing. Is the only, you know, they are so worried about us winning the Super Bowl in the giant metal asshole that consumes them.
It should.
And one of the things that the fans are saying, and they said, you know, Sean Payton gets the rivalry, the hatred of the team.
Yeah.
And they said that Smitty before him, they don't get the hatred that, you know, that the fan base have for one another. But Sean Payton does get it and embraces it. He loves it. He loved that stuff. So, I mean, this is going to be a tough game. Like I said, I don't care what a record, divisional game, do it. Throw them out the window. I don't care. Throw them out the window. It's going to be a tough game. Don't expect the last 3 weeks. I mean, you know.
I mean, I'm not saying. Yeah, I agree. I think it doesn't matter how good or bad. This is a perfect example. They're capable. You know, let's be honest. They are a capable team.
100%. Matt Ryan is a quarterback.
Their offense can keep up if you let them.
Yeah.
That's the thing, maybe, that these other teams that we've been blowing out, their offense is going to keep up.
Right. Now, so, I do...
Tread lightly.
What you alluded to earlier, I do like it's a short week, and finally, it seems like forever that we've been going to Atlanta on that Thursday night game. Let them travel this year. You know, that has to give us a little bit of an advantage.
Yeah. And does it... Was it also kind of like where it was like it was a short week for us and not for them, kind of? Like, it almost seemed like they were coming off a bye sometimes, or
it just feels I don't recall that.
There was also 1 year where we played Sunday night and then had to play Thursday. They fucked us there, too.
I think that's what it might have been. Yeah.
But, I mean, we did have a lot of the first few years of this Thursday thing, whether it was at Carolina or at Atlanta. We were on the road the first few years, for sure.
Right. Yeah. And we've been on the last several years. So it is nice to get a home Thursday night game, and then for the second one again, we'll talk about it more next week. But we do get a full week rest. It's going to be a tough game. Atlanta, despite their record, you said they can put up a lot of points.
They can't stick it in the end zone. They kick field goals.
Right. Well,
that's what burned them against Dallas this week. They kicked four fields, but couldn't put it in.
What about their defense? That's the thing. I mean, so their offense can score points, but our defense is good and it can stop you. So the question then is, can their defense give us trouble? And I don't think so.
I don't know if Debo's coming back.
I assume he's going to play.
Why?
Because he can't. I want to say he practiced last week. He didn't play this week, but no one is the Saints. He's going to try to play.
Right. No, and that's fine. He's been out,
you know, he's not going to be 100% Debo Jones, which maybe might work in his favor, so whatever.
Right. And look, this offense for the Saints, I mean, we're just on another level right now. We're just on another level playing. The coaching advantage, I believe, obviously goes to the Saints. You know, quarterback advantage goes to the Saints. Fan base advantage goes to the Saints.
All right.
Stadium goes to the Saints.
Right, right. But man, I mean, I'm just scared.
I don't know.
I'm just scared. I'm always scared. You know, I mean, it's just, I don't know if it's the Saints because, you know, a Saints fan and our history, or just because, man, we're so close. We're so special. I don't want to get my hopes up. You know,
I was scared, but after these last few weeks, they've.
You're more
believe.
Confident.
You believe.
Yeah. Who's stopping us? Who? Nobody. Nobody.
It all comes down to the game planning of the Saints and the focus of the Saints. It's if the Saints try to win, you know, if they stay focused, they stay committed to it, they're going to win, which is why this is, you remember in was it 09 and those years that we owned the Falcons all those years between what 06 to 2010 or something. Nice. They couldn't win for shit. I have a feeling like that's where we are again, where the last game we played them earlier in the season went down to overtime. That was a different Saints team than we have today.
You're right.
So this Saints team, and they, all right, so they've gotten worse. We've gotten better. I know what you mean, Jason. It's just 39 years of conditioning that the bottom's going to fall out. Oh, yeah. Who said they were scared? You said you were scared, I thought.
I ain't scared.
Oh, Damon, you're the one who's scared.
I did.
No, I said, this game worries me. No doubt.
The Saints Atlanta game worries me. But that's 39 years of the bottom falling out at some point. This is that one. This is 09 again. This is when the bottom doesn't fall out. This is when, like, I'm a believer. You know, do you need the little Saints teddy bear, Damon, this week? Right. You give me the teddy bear. Remember, I was scared a few weeks ago.
You gonna give it back to me?
Yeah, I'll let you use it.
Good callback.
Yeah. All right. Score predictions.
Well, I believe we will set the record for most 40-point games in a season this week. I am gonna go with 45-24.
All right, I'm going to say 52. 28. Atlanta has a bad defense. They're still suffering from injuries.
Yeah, I was going to say 51-31. Actually, okay. Let me change that. 30. Well, they're gonna kick more than one field
goal. Yeah, they're gonna kick
three
more
field goals, which means they're only gonna score three touchdowns.
Why did the game be 10-7?
Shit. I hope not. I kind of would rather it be like 51-45 than 10-7.
Right.
I'd rather it be like, you know, back and forth.
Right. We always forget to go over last week's
score.
Jason predicted 28-24. Yeah, I wasn't wrong. Jason, Jeff, you were 41-24, and I was 42-17. I guess I.
You were the closest, yeah.
I was the closest, but I was still wrong by 10 points.
notice how we adjusted this week, though. We're all in the 50s,
right.
You convinced us. You convinced us.
That's how they trend. Until they prove us otherwise.
Yeah, that's how they trend. And Atlanta has a bad defense, terrible defense. They do. I mean, injuries have hurt them. That's fine. You have to play with injuries. We had injuries last year, you know.
Yeah.
So,
and that's the thing. The depth of this team is stepping up.
Aha! Thank you. I'll tell you what, Sunday in the Superdome in the fourth quarter, I'm sitting there and it just hits me. And again, like I said, it's not a thought I want to live in, because the disappointment would be too much. But I just thought, holy shit, you know, we could actually win another Super Bowl. You know? And it would be such a different feeling, because that first Super Bowl, coming right off, right after Katrina. You know, we were still, you know, we were still dealing with Katrina, even though it was 4 years later. And it was something like we never thought it would happen. Like, you know, we never thought, what? Yeah. Really? Just like, that's just like a dream.
We were
like
grateful. We were like thankful and grateful. And
well, I think I was more shocked. You know, I mean, like, you know,
is this really
it happened? Was like a dog chasing a car. Right,
right. Right. Is this really happening?
The car?
Right. This don't really happen, you know. But now, this time, it would be like, okay, you know, you can never enjoy it as much as the first one, but it would be a different, it would be a different appreciation, you know. It would be such a, you know, a stamp on both Peyton and Breeze.
Yeah.
Career.
And after everything that they went through with the bounty nonsense.
Right, right.
There's a lot of satisfaction.
Right, and I'm sorry for getting ahead of myself, but my point would be, and it hit me for the first time Sunday, like, wow, this could really be a, you know, this is a special team. This is a team that's different. And I went, you know, went earlier about, you know, how we're beating teams. We're not 3 points. We're not, you know, we're, all right, boys, you know, we're one of the best. And everybody, a lot of people, you know, a lot of the talking heads are giving us a prop and stuff.
Well, they have this now.
Right.
This is special what we were able to watch.
Or they went from no props to, and like now it's they passed up props and went to like knock us down while we're on top. Like, I don't like the fact that they're running up the score. Blah 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 blah.
Classless. Get the fuck out of here.
All right. You know what? I'll take it. You know, we'll be the bad boys. That you've already branded us the bad Saints anyway, right? We're the Boondock Saints. That's what we are. Boom. How do you like them apples?
Oh, okay.
Goodwill Hunting. All right. Anything else before I wrap this up?
I think I'm out.
Before I wrap this
up. Well, I mean, you know, just one.
Classic, you know, Damon.
One final thought. You know, it was terrible to see at the end of the game. You know, like you said earlier, Jeff, about, you know, these bandwagon fans who not show up to the game, you know,
because
the teams are winning, you know.
I know.
And some of the fans, yeah, they, you saw it on TV, all those people who left early.
couldn't stay
for the end of the game. They're too good to stay for the end of the game. They're hoity-toity assholes, and they have to leave early, you know. Stadium's empty. I mean, 5 minutes to go in the game, you know, stadium was empty.
Yes, you
know,
that traffic.
You know, the traffic's more important to them than the, you know, they're staying there supporting their team. You have a lot of people.
Well,
that
maybe
that,
it was,
you know?
Maybe it was past their dinner time and bedtime because it was a late
the
game.
The old people, you know, mm-hmm. the 40-year-olds. Yeah, yeah, you know, you get old, that starts happening.
Get tired, right, Jason?
You're right. Hmm?
It can happen.
How'd that feel? Getting old, getting turned 40. Did you have a birthday last week?
It was a couple weeks ago.
So it's already been a couple of weeks, you know?
Yeah.
So
now I can really feel being 40.
Like those early bird specials?
Yeah, go to the Piccadilly at 4:30.
Eat at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Tailgate on the Piccadilly.
I get that senior citizen discount.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, but, you know, people who leave early, I mean, I don't know. Jason, what do you think about those people who leave early? I mean, you support that? You like that? You think that's a good thing to do?
I do tend to frown upon it. You know, I never leave Pelicans games early.
Well, I think I remember Jason. Was it that time that y'all went to the game together and sat in Damon's seats that Jason yelled at the old guy and his grandson?
Thank you, Jeff. I forgot about that. I forgot about that.
Sorry,
that right.
Jason, I had to.
I remember that.
God, you remember that, Jason?
I remember that.
Why were you upset because he was leaving early?
Because it was a close game and he's leaving early.
Close game.
Right. So we know that Jason does not support leaving games early.
No, I
don't. He does not like it.
Yep. No, sir. I don't like it.
You don't like it? No, sir.
Classic Jason.
That
was younger Jason. That was many years ago.
Right, right. That wasn't 40-year-old Jason.
17?
Right, right.
Was it 2016?
Yeah, I was so young back then.
Right, that was 30-year-old Jason, not 40-year-old Grandpa Jason.
Big difference.
That's right. All right.
Feel it in my bones.
Well, that is...
we got to have to hurry up and end this because I think some people might have stopped listening to the show early. But that is all the show we have for you right now. We're going to thank our loyal listeners for downloading each week and telling all of your friends about the Dome Patrol podcast. You can like us on Facebook, or you can follow us on Twitter at Dome Patrol PCast, or you can follow us on Instagram at Dome Patrol Podcast. So if you don't listen to us on your podcast app, there's the old-fashioned way of listening to our show, Dome Patrol Podcast.
Yeah, come.
Say bye-bye, donkeys.
Fuck the Falcons.
Good night, Hootat Nation.
Love to eat turkey, cause it's good. Love to eat turkey like a good boy should, cause it's turkey to eat. So good. That clapping's messing my head up, man. I appreciate it. But I was trying to think of the next line. I'm like, all I hear is clapping. Here we go. Thanks anyways. Turkey for me. Turkey for you. Let's eat the turkey in my big brown shoe. Love to eat the turkey at the table. I once saw a movie with Betty Grable. Eat that turkey all night long. 50 million Elvis fans can't be wrong. Turkey lurkey do and turkey lurkey dap. I eat that turkey, then I take a nap. Thanksgiving is a special night. Jimmy Walker used to say dynamite. That's right. Turkey with gravy and cranberry. Can't believe the Mets traded Darryl Strawberry. Turkey for you and turkey for me. Can't believe Tyson gave that girl BD. White meat, dark meat, you just can't lose. I fell off my moped and I got a bruise. Turkey in the oven and the buns in the toaster. I'll never take down my Cheryl Teague's poster. Wrap the turkey up in aluminum foil. My brother likes to masturbate with baby oil. Turkey and sweet potato pie. Sammy Davis Jr. only had one eye. Turkey for the girls and turkey for the boys. My favorite kind of pants are corduroys. Gobble, gobble, goo, and gobble, gobble, giggle. I wish turkey only cost a nickel. Oh, I love turkey on Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Oh, thank you.